District 1 is the geographic core of San Antonio. It contains most of downtown, stretches to the north up to Loop 410, and has parts of the west side. It has many of the city's oldest historic neighborhoods, multi-million dollar homes in the King William neighborhood, and homes valued at less than $50,000 near Culebra and Zarzamora. 46-year-old Roberto Trevino has represented District 1 since 2014.
Since day one, my background as an architect has helped me understand and address the most important issues that face our neighborhoods with innovative and responsible, actionable solutions. District 1 is the heart and soul of our city and leads the way for the future of our community. It is important to keep the experience and momentum we have established to continue building on our accomplishments.
Trevino's opponent is 36-year-old Michael Montano. He's an attorney who often represents software startups. He says what drives him to run for the city council is a sense of how many neighborhoods in the city are treated unjustly.
You know, the one I grew up in still has potholes that have been there since I was a kid, 6 and 8 inches deep. And no one ever pays attention to many of the average residents in District 1. So my priorities are pretty straightforward. I want to focus on being a champion and a voice for the residents. And that means focusing first and foremost on those basics of neighborhood infrastructure and public safety.
One person who called into The Source wanted to know how the candidates would keep District 1 residents in older homes, which are becoming more valuable.
Seems like a bunch of investors are coming in, taking over the neighborhood. Values are going up. And I say to myself, what about local residents that can't afford these high values? What about elderly? Do y'all have a solution to that?
Trevino says protections for existing homes should be enacted.
There's a lot of pressure to demolish homes, a lot of our aging housing stock. And so we have to find ways to help protect that housing stock, help to protect people in their homes and let them age in place. We started a program called San Antonio Under One Roof that has been immensely popular. It saves people on their utility bills. We've done 38 homes, and we're very immensely proud of it.
Montano says he's created a neighborhood stabilization plan to prevent people from being priced out of their homes.
There's a number of planks to it. I'll highlight a few. I think we need to invest in neighborhood land trusts, which can help people stay in their homes over time. We should consider moving towards, at least in part, some income-based property tax abatement, what in some places is called a circuit breaker tax. And of course, we should invest in owner-occupied rehab for those people who otherwise might get pushed out.
One issue that may divide the candidates is light rail. Do they see it as an option for relieving gridlock? Montano says absolutely, and San Antonio could draw inspiration from other cities like Dallas.
We do need to invest, as Dallas did many years ago, in a system that covers all of the city and binds us together as a community. That's what's so great about the systems in places like New York. You have a billionaire seated right next to a homeless person. It creates empathy, and it creates a real transportation solution that gets people to work reliably for business and helps people who want to drive have less clogged roads to drive on.
Trevino says an effective rail and mass transit plan would need the cooperation of nearby communities like Austin, New Braunfels, and San Marcos.
The corridor between San Antonio and Austin is an important corridor, and understanding that these both of these metropolises are sort of combining to become a megapolis, working together with other communities like New Braunfels and San Marcos and all along the corridors, we have to create a thoughtful approach to what this means for all of us.
During the May election, Trevino finished first with 48% to Montano's 31%. Whoever wins the runoff will join a council with at least 5 new members. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.